Dear buddy, nothing much doing back here. I sure do envy you out there in Vietnam, right in the thick of things. Bet you never lead a dull moment out there, boy. Say, I was over to see your wife last night. Read all your letters. They was a little bit mushy. But I don't blame you. Frances was a swell girl. Wonderful figure, good looks and personality. The guys still whistle at her when she walks down the street. Your brother-in-law, Sam, dropped in. He was wearing that brown suit you bought just before you left. Fran gave it to him because she thought it'd be out of style by the time you got back. Several other couples came in and we killed two cases of beer. We wanted to chip in for it, but Fran wouldn't let us. She said that you sent her $10 extra to spend just any way that she wanted to. Oh yeah, one of the guys is buying your golf clubs too. He paid Fran $25 for the set. He's gonna pick them up tomorrow. That's a lot more than she got for your movie camera and projector. Boy, that Fran was the life of the party. I thought she'd be a little bit shook up though, you know, after the accident last week with your Cadillac. But you never know, she'd been in a head-on collision and tore your car all to pieces. Oh yeah, the other fella's still in the hospital and he threatens to sue. It's too bad Fran forgot to pay the insurance. But the funny thing is, she ain't a bit worried about the thing. And you know, we all admire her courage and nonchalance, and especially her willingness to mortgage the house to pay for the damages. You know, buddy, it's a good thing you gave her power of attorney before you left, I'll tell you. Well, to get back to the party now, boy, you should have seen that Fran do that imitation of Gypsy Rose Lee. I'll tell you, she's got the figure and was still going strong when we all said goodnight to her and Claude. You know Claude, he's rooming at the house now. It's so close to his work, and he saves a lot on gas and lunches. You know, there's nothing much new with me except that my wife got another raise, and she makes $95 a week. Now we do pretty good with $100 that I bring home from the office. It's getting late, so I guess I better stop. I can see through the window across the street over to your front porch. Fran and Claude are having a little nightcap. And there's Granny, she's wearing your old smoking jacket, the one you used to wear so much. Well, buddy, I sure wish I could be over there with you, you lucky stiff. Give them Viet Cong the devil, will you? And don't forget to write to me now. Bye-bye for now, buddy.